Jeff Kerr, when did the sanctuary located in Texas first come up as an option for housing the bears?
Well, the very kind donor who made the transfer possible selected IEAS, the International Exotic Animal Sanctuary in Texas, because they have such a good record. They're a well-known, experienced sanctuary, and they've done a great job building wonderful natural habitats for these bears who, before arriving there, were denied everything natural to them.
How long have you been trying to close that particular facility in Cherokee?
Well, PETA has been working for years to get the bears released from the barren concrete pits that they were kept in. So you can imagine our heart sings with joy for the fact that they now get to be bears and feel grass beneath their feet, have trees to climb, brush to search through, and ponds and water tubs cool off in. We submitted complaint after complaint to the USDA, who has federal oversight of the facility. And frankly, the writing was clearly on the wall for Chief Sawnuk Bear Park. The USDA had suspended its exhibitor's license for more than a dozen violations of the Federal Animal Welfare Act, including denying the bears adequate veterinary care and forcing them to eat from filthy, unsanitary food containers. We did a November 2012 undercover investigation of the park and confirmed many of the conditions upon which the USDA charges were based. So after years and years of very hard, dedicated work by activists, PETA, and supporters, including Bob Barker, the former host of The Price is Right, these bears are finally someplace, like I said, that they can just be bears.
In your opinion, is there still work to be done in Cherokee?
No question about it. The equally important in relation to Chief Sawnuk Bear Park is that that park is now out of the animal exhibition business, and those cruel pits are closed for good. But there are still 11 more bears being held in the sensory-depriving pits at the Cherokee Bear Zoo, which is also located on tribal land there in Cherokee, North Carolina. And we want them rescued and sent to a reputable sanctuary where they too can live out their lives as bears. The Cherokee Bear Zoo still displays neurotic, begging bears in these desolate concrete pits. They pace, walk in circles, cry and whimper, they fight with one another, and they're forced to beg tourists for morsels of food like those who were just freed. So we certainly want them released and sent to a sanctuary as well.
What do you know about how the rescued bears are doing in Texas?
So far, they're doing just wonderfully. They have companions among the group. They're getting along famously. They really love their food. One of the bears especially loves corn on the cob and will take the corn into her den and just throw out the completely depleted husks. They're just loving it. They each have more than an acre of space, natural habitat, trees, woods, water to cool off in, as I mentioned, and they're all doing incredibly well.
What has your organization learned through this process with this particular challenge in Cherokee?
Well, I think it's the same lesson that we've found throughout our entire 30-plus year history, and that is keep the pressure on. Good, kind people want to do the right things for animals, and even when faced with stubborn opposition by people who will exploit them, keeping up the constant pressure from folks in the local community and from our members and supporters, shining a bright light on it, keeping attention for the state and federal regulators who have to enforce these laws, all of it combined creates an irresistible tide that will eventually lead to change.
Do you think that the owner of the bear park has been fairly compensated?
Well, I can't comment on that. I think the most important thing is that that bear pit is now out of business for good, and these bears are someplace where they can finally enjoy life as bears.
Jeff Kerr is general counsel for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.